See, Robin is here from the Amulet account. Welcome, Robin. You should be able to speak. I just approved your request to speak.
I'm here.
Awesome. Beautiful. Welcome to the club, Robin.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel very honored to be invited to join the club.
Of course. Of course. It's exciting what you guys are building over there. And with our friends at Neutron also. I don't know, is there anyone from there that I should, like Soy, should I invite him to speak also? Or
yeah, definitely.
Is he just a bystander?
I think Spade and Soy are both going to be joining us. So definitely when they're around.
Beautiful, beautiful. Let's just allow people to settle in a bit.
Yeah.
So where are you joining from today?
I'm based in the UK. A few of us are here, but we're also scattered around as well. So, yeah, it's quite a handy time zone for this stuff.
Exactly. I'm sitting here in Copenhagen.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, just an hour ahead of you, I guess.
Yeah,
it's 9 p.m. my time, but
perfect
for Europe and perfect for U.S.
Yeah.
Time zone, at least. Not so much Asia.
It's a bit tricky for Asia, isn't it? Tricky to balance that one. But, yeah, we've got the late night FM slot here.
Exactly. I mean, we're recording this, so anyone can listen and re-listen afterwards.
Oh, that's brilliant.
On all the podcast platforms that people prefer. So awesome. I can see Spade has also joined us. Always good to see Spade back at the club. I just invited you to speak also, Spade. Sometimes it doesn't work when I invite to speak, but at least I gave it a try.
That's great.
If it didn't work, Spade, you can use a request.
Have you been in Copenhagen for all of the podcasts that you're hosting?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, cool. This is where I live. But of course, sometimes I move around. But I have a kid, so not that much traveling for me these days compared to before. But
sure. But that's a tricky one to balance.
To be fair, like, you know, going light on traveling might be one of the best ways to stay sane in this industry. So, you know.
For sure. You've been moving around a lot, Spade. I can see at least pictures of you standing on stage, all kinds of places these days.
Yeah, I've been in a couple over the year. We went to Gateway, Nebular, Awesome Wasm, Cosmoverse. That was busy. It was cool. A lot of these conferences had like pretty interesting like topics and panels and people to meet, so that was good. But it's also, you know, dealing, and as I'm sure like Robin is you know, feeling right now, it's kind of like having a whole team to manage and such, and also trying to go to conference. It's just like a bit of a
it takes a toll.
It's definitely a balancing act.
How was Cosmoverse? I really wanted to go, and I had tickets and everything lined up, but then something came in between, so I didn't make it. But how was it?
The attendance was like very high, which was super encouraging. It was great to be able to catch up with everyone. And yeah, like the venue was like super huge. Istanbul is kind of like mixed feeling from my perspective. It's like, it's a very beautiful city. The architecture is really great. The venues were great, but also I had to jump out of a couple of cabs, which is not something that I usually partake in, but yeah, like I got quoted. So like between the hotel and the conference, it was like this 5 minute drive that would be like 45 minutes walking. So we ended up taking the taxi a couple of times, and every day it was like 50 lira for that trip. And then one day the guy, you know, drives me, and then he's like, oh, 300. I'm like, wait, what? So I'm like, no, it's 60. And he's like, oh, no, absolutely not. So that goes like back and forth a couple of times. And then he's like, all right, like 300 or nothing. I'm bringing you back from to where you started. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I just like go to the door, tell him 60. He says, no, I open the door. He says, no, I jump. He stops. I go back to him and I'm like, I'm going to pay you, but just like not that price. Like, come on, 60, at least negotiate, like, you know, move the price a bit and stuff. And he's like, no, fuck you. And insulted me in Turkish and left. And I was like, well, that's the first, I guess.
Yeah, I tried that once also, not in the in Istanbul, but different places also. Yeah, I guess the inflation is real, right? Especially in Turkey these days, everybody's feeling it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's tough. I still remember. I said this is gonna date me a little bit, but I still remember being on a course with some Turkish friends, and during the time on the course, the lira just crashed, and their fees effectively just went up about 10 times. They had to dig deep to can stay on the course.
Oh, so, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrendous.
Yeah.
It was, I guess the flip side, I mean, I don't think it, you know, fully compensates for the damage that it does to people, but, like it's also one of the only places in the world, I think, that you can just go with your Kepler wallet and get some cash from somewhere.
That's so cool.
That's kind of like crazy.
Definitely. Definitely.
I hope I can make it next year, whether it's in Istanbul or wherever. It's probably not going to be in Istanbul next year, but I really, really want to go and meet all of you in real life. It's way overdue. So yeah.
Yeah, that'd be.
But anyways, guys, let's kick it off because I can see people have starting to tune in, and we don't want to leave people in suspense. So welcome everyone to the club where we talk all things crypto and Cosmos, of course, with the Cosmos Club. We invite interesting, fascinating, hardworking builders to spaces like these. And today we are happy to have Robin from Amulet or Amulet Accounts joining us here at the club for the first time and to talk about all the crazy things that you guys are building on Neutron and the economic zone and everything. So welcome, Robin.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Yeah, I'm very happy. I can talk a lot about Amulet, so feel free to cut me off and let other people speak as well.
And I don't want to fade you, Spade, of course. Neutron, you have been here before. I think let's focus a little bit in the beginning on Amulet and the background of Amulet. And then naturally, we will digress and segue into Neutron at some point. Well, let's start with you, Robin. Perhaps you can give us a little bit of a personal touch on how you ended up building, working on Amulet. People come from all walks of life here in crypto. So what's your story, Robin?
Okay, so I've been around in crypto for several years, seen quite a lot of the stuff that went on before DeFi was even a thing. And back then, even then, I could see there was this huge potential for crypto to open up all kinds of financial opportunities and other opportunities. But in the early days, there just wasn't much there. I still remember when someone started talking about something called Salt and Lend, which became Aave eventually. And I was just really interested, actually, just from my own background in various aspects of back then, there was a lot of talk about the ability to transact more privately, to have more access to, you know, frictionless transactions. And so I ended up being involved in the community, which became Secret Network on Cosmos. And that's kind of how I entered into Cosmos. And my own background is kind of a mixture of business, actually law and finance, but I've always loved tech and I've always kind of dabbled in tech. So I saw a lot of the potential in DeFi that was emerging on crypto. I also saw some of the pitfalls and how crypto has indeed been affected by effectively some of the mistakes from TradFi, which have ended up in CeFi and like Celsius, for example. And I also, you know, obviously like looking for ways in which you can sort of use these products. I was looking at them and thinking they're a lot of them just too risky because of volatility and so on. But I noticed one on Ethereum, which is pretty well known, called Alchemix, which is self-repaying loans without risk of liquidation on stable coins and Ethereum. But there was nothing like that quite in Cosmos. And with the potential on Cosmos for fast and efficient interoperable blockchains, but also not a ton of DeFi. I realized that Cosmos kind of needed something like this. And so that's how I ended up starting to put together a team about a year and a half ago now. And literally at the point when Terra crashed, we had we'd been looking for sort of the right place to launch, and we'd started seeking kind of funding and that sort of thing. So actually in the end we've sort of self-funded right up until the AA DAO stepped in, and thanks to an introduction from Spade, for whom I owe a million thanks, we were able to secure a grant that has got us to where we are now. So that's where we are now. We are building Amulet inspired by DeFi protocols like Alchemix, like Aave, even, dare I say it, like Anchor, for the good reasons, not the bad, which is basically how amazing that it sort of obviously attracted so many people to want to do better with their money than they were able to do. Sadly, obviously, a very flawed and problematic situation there. But, you know, what we want to do is something that protects users genuinely, is built by users for users, and hopefully will also be hugely beneficial to Cosmos as a whole.
Beautiful. And that's just for anyone who hasn't perhaps been paying much attention to self-repaying loans, quote-unquote. Alchemix, you bring as an example, which has done really well, or did at least really well. Perhaps just walk us through, what does that mean, a self-repaying loan? Most people are familiar with Aave and similar lending and lending protocols where you can take out a loan. But what does self-repaying loan mean?
Yeah. So actually the way I kind of give people a sort of analogy, it's like getting an advance on your future income, your future yield, your future staking rewards, whatever you want to call it. So literally, you know, in a positive way, it's a bit like invoice financing or getting a payday loan, but without the horrible sting in the tail of how much horrible interest and fees get charged in the real world. But in addition to that, it's also a combination of kind of a number of different DeFi type ideas and things into one. So if you compare, say, a CDP like DAI, where you're borrowing against your vault and you can get, say, DAI against ETH was the original, your ETH is not earning anything while you're borrowing DAI and you're paying interest. So imagine if instead your ETH was earning something and you could pay off your loan. But the problem is with that kind of loan is that still you're at risk of liquidation. If ETH falls massively against DAI, then you get liquidated and you get wrecked. Alchemix kind of solves that problem by saying, well, actually what we'll do is we'll mint a synthetic against the original. So they did it with DAI and with their AlUSD, and they did it with Ethereum with AlETH. But the difference with what we're doing is that we've identified that there's a hugely secure and stable form of yield, which is actually proof of stake yield, along with other possible potential yields. And so instead of relying, like Alchemix has, on, say, Yearn or other kinds of DeFi farming yields to repay the loan, what we will be doing is enabling users to deploy their assets through the Amulet contracts. That will allow not just LP positions, for example, but other kinds of yield, and in particular, staking. So on Cosmos at the moment, you can earn around 19% just by staking yourself, but you can't do anything once you're staking except keep staking, and you can earn the rewards, claim the rewards, spend the rewards. And there are, you know, potential solutions. We can talk about it a bit more around staking derivatives, hugely popular. But what I identified was, well, there may be people who don't want to swap into a derivative and who just want to carry on effectively staking, but also want to get an advance on their future staking rewards. So that's what Amulet sort of does, is it mints you a synthetic, which in the case of Atom would be called AmAtom, as in Amulet Atom. So, you know, Alice comes along with her 1,000 Atom, say, and she can mint up to 50% of her future staking rewards now as AmAtom. So she takes out a 500 AmAtom advance, and she can go spend that, or she can use it to, you know, farm on something, or she can, I don't know, all sorts of things. There might be potentially able to use it as collateral for a stablecoin if she actually wants to borrow a stablecoin. At all times, in the background, through the Amulet contracts, her principal native tokens will be earning the staking rewards that pay down the loan. And within the Amulet contracts, her debt position will reduce as that trickles in. And she can either free up her collateral and withdraw it as the loan to value goes down, or she could reborrow and, you know, take out another advance on the yield. The advantages of this in many ways that I could talk about a lot, but one in particular, obviously, is that you don't get liquidated on the changes in price of Atom in this case, because it, whether Atom is, you know, $5, $6, $10, whatever, the loan tracks. So it's not like you have to worry about your position. So you can go and do anything with your advance and not think I'm going to get wrecked on my principal. Another advantage hugely, obviously, is that you're actually getting to have your cake and eat it. You don't have to deposit something and borrow against it, and then, you know, it's diluted by inflation. So there's a couple of advantages. And then in terms of the potential for, on a sort of macro level, on Cosmos, there is a huge amount of liquidity locked up in Cosmos on staking, which gives it a huge amount of security, but also ties up potential for leverage and for liquidity. And we've seen that, you know, frankly, you know, many people, at least in crypto, love Bitcoin and love the store of value narrative and everything. But the way that systems, financial systems, have built this amazing world we live in is through leverage and the ability to borrow and get new money into a system. And that is enabled by actually freeing up assets. And so that's what we want to do. We want to take that 70% or whatever Atom that's staked and similar levels on other solid proof of stake L1s and say, look, you can have that staking, but you can also monetize and make use of your position.
So just walk me through, or perhaps dumb it down for simple minds like myself. If I have 1,000 Atom, taking the example that you just gave, what happens to that? So I deposit it. Do you stake it then via your contract? Or what exactly happens to my 1,000 Atom in this case?
So I'm gonna tread carefully here in that I am not the lead dev. He is listening and he can chip in if I say something wrong. But the basic principle is that the staking or any other strategy that's adopted, it doesn't have to be staking, it can be any strategy, but the staking is done via the Amulet contract. So the user deposits into contracts, just like if you were liquidity, providing liquidity on say Osmosis or Ushreport, or you were, you know, borrowing against a position on Aave or Compound or wherever, you deposit your assets into the contracts and then the contracts do what's necessary. In addition to that, you then mint your position that you want to borrow. So say you only want to, you know, borrow, say, 10% against your position, you can borrow 10%. As a starting position, at least, we're going to have a cap of 50% loan to value. So you can borrow up to 500 AM Atom against 1,000 Atom. And that's what, actually, we did a live demo at Cosmoverse, which demonstrated how that will actually work for the user. We're really trying to make it very easy, very intuitive, very user-friendly.
Sorry, I was on mute.
That's okay.
Despite not being the tech lead, I think you explained it crystal clear. Great to see these things like Alchemix coming to Cosmos. This is much needed to unleash DeFi, I think, in many ways.
Definitely.
Talk to us a bit about why you decided to build on Neutron, because as we said in the beginning, we're happy to see Spade, and we also have Soy back at the club here. Feel free to unmute yourself, of course, guys, but hearing from you, Robin, how did you end up with your team deciding to build on Neutron, and what was the opportunities that you saw building on Neutron?
So we went on a bit of a journey, and I won't bore you with all the details because it would probably take half of this space, but we explored a lot of different options, and we were actually just so happy when we came across Neutron. And I actually have to thank one of my the team who actually introduced us in and said, you know, you should check out Neutron, because to be honest, you know, when you're busy building and trying to focus on that, you don't necessarily see the newest, greatest thing that's coming along. And when we looked at Neutron, particularly our developer team looked at Neutron, it was like, wow, this is amazing. It has everything that we need. It has everything. And I mean, it has the technological stack. It's so closely aligned with Cosmos Hub. It's also got the ability to do cross-chain staking so that we don't have to, you know, so it's easy enough for us to deploy staking on a particular chain for on that chain, but to enable staking on another chain, you know, that's a whole different level. But on Neutron, that's what we're working on, and it's really gonna showcase, I think, what Neutron brings to Cosmos.
Yeah, and for the unaware, again, I think Amulet is perhaps one of the first dApps deploying on a consumer chain, or whatever we call these days, chains that are secured by Cosmos Hub. So just to, again, dumb it down for anyone who hasn't been perhaps going to Cosmoverse or paying much attention to Cosmos recently, it will just be completely normal user journey. Like if you use Kepler, for example, you just connect your Kepler wallet to Amulet. And then it's your Neutron wallet that will be connected to. Is that correctly understood?
So for our launch, we will be enabling proof of stake Atom as our primary strategy. And in a way, like for the reasons I've been saying, because this Atom is, and you know, there's a whole nother Twitter space about how important Atom is as money on Cosmos and how important it is for it to function as money in the broadest sense on Cosmos. We want it to succeed. So the first strategy effectively will be for the user to deposit Atom on Neutron that will then be IBC'd onto Cosmos Hub and staked on Cosmos Hub. And then as the rewards come in from Cosmos Hub, they will trickle into the Amulet contracts, and the contracts will calculate the reduction in the user's loan position. So it is equally feasible for us to, you know, for example, if Neutron was a proof of stake token itself, we could deploy it on Neutron in respect of Neutron staking rewards. But of course, Neutron being a consumer chain doesn't operate that way. Amulet has the ability either to do proof of staking from Neutron on other chains, or go, if it's Cosmos enabled, go onto those other chains and deploy directly on there. It's actually an internal debate we have sometimes, because part of me just thinks Neutron's a great place just to do all of this from. On the other hand, you know, there's a bit of, you know, going to the user if they want to be on their own chain. But a huge part of what we're trying to improve with Amulet is IBC abstraction and making it feel to users like they're not on any one particular chain necessarily, but they're just using Amulet and they're enjoying kind of the process without having to worry too much about bridging and IBC and all of that. But that's, you know, that's a work in progress, as it is for so many users on and builders on Cosmos.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are working on this problem, and IBC is helping a lot of this also, because it makes it not seamless, but it can become almost seamless to move assets around between different chains.
Yeah.
And yeah, to exactly to avoid the problem of having to, okay, I have Atom, I don't know, on Cosmos Hub or any other app chain out there in the Cosmos ecosystem. And then I, instead of having to then first move over to Neutron, you can just, you know, do all that in the back end, quote unquote.
Definitely.
Awesome. Spade and Soy, anything you want to add, of course, just feel free to pitch in. But this is exciting stuff, I think. Liquidity is building up in Neutron. Attention is building up on Neutron. And this is obviously gonna help with Amulet to succeed, or maximize the chances of Amulet succeeding in this. So yeah, talk to us a little bit about what's in store. So right now you are not live, you are just about. Talk to us about what's happening the next couple of weeks or perhaps months.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've already had the first two key contracts audited. We are working on what we call the first strategy contract, which will implement proof of stake staking for Atom across chain from Neutron into Cosmos Hub. Because it is going across chain and it's pretty innovative, we're wanting to make sure we dot every I and cross every T on that one. And it will be going into audits as soon as we can possibly do that. And then once that is done, we will be able to launch, basically, in terms of the actual functionality. But even now, we have a working testnet demo, which, as I said, I showcased at Cosmoverse, that shows how it will work. It actually uses testnet mock atom and mock amatom on the Neutron testnet, and enables anyone who wants to try it out to see how they would stake and get an advance and even repay and self-liquidate their position on Amulet, as if they were staking Atom. But we're going to enable users to try that out pretty soon, but we're just refining and tweaking a few things before we kind of let it loose, and then we'll be really excited to get people's feedback and see what you all think of it.
Definitely. I will make sure to share all the good news coming out of Amulet. Talk to us a little bit about the space that you guys operate in, because I think a lot of people, when they, for example, hear you walk through the user journey, if you will, you know, depositing the asset, etc., it feels a heck of a lot like liquid staking, right?
Yeah.
Stride, obviously, is the elephant in the room here. Mm-hmm. They also have some controversial, perhaps, proposals for flipping all Stride tokens into Atom. I think that was dropped in the end, but yeah, this feels a heck of a lot like liquid staking. So perhaps you can talk about the space, talk about how this compares, or is it a substitute versus, or maybe it's a complement to liquid staking assets.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I entirely see it as a complement and not as even an alternative, but something that can be combined. And we're looking at also not just Stride, but for example, Wrapped Staked ETH as an asset that we would be able to enable users to get an advance on rebases of their staking rewards effectively on Cosmos, which would be something completely novel. And I think that what we offer, it's kind of going back to what I said before. So in a sense, like if you look at what liquid staking derivatives do, it's fantastic for users who want to be able to do something with their token and get their staking rewards at the same time in that token, because it wraps them together and combines them. So you can move it around. It effectively makes it fungible. Your staked token becomes fungible with the staking rewards built in, either on these kind of one-to-one rewards come in or a rebasing auto-compounding token. But what we are offering is actually new money, in the sense that you take your token, and it doesn't have to be just native Atom. It could indeed be staked Atom or staked ETH or whatever. And then you can get a loan against it. But because of the way it's structured and modeled, you're not at risk of getting wrecked on Amulet. You can get that advance. So we're creating money, but in a safe, responsible way, because there is a form of yield that actually pays back that debt, and it's also responsible because users get to. I mean, obviously, it's always smart contract risk. I always have to caveat, of course, there's always smart contract risk. But users who deposit and stake their assets, whatever they may be, through Amulet, subject to obviously that smart contract risk, they're not having to exchange their token for a totally different token, and they're not having to worry that that token is going to face a run on liquidity. So, for example, if you take some of the money markets, and this is not a criticism, I love the way money markets function, they generally work brilliantly. But, you know, in theory, at least, and we've seen this a little bit around some of the things that have been happening, the drama on Ethereum recently. If, for example, a whole lot of people want to withdraw liquidity at once from the supply side on, say, Aave or some other kind of money market, and it isn't there, you're suddenly going to have effectively a run on the protocol. Now, it's very unlikely that everyone would actually do that at once, but you know, you do see situations where there's potential bad debt and so on. With Amulet, the user, you know, sure, we're not like FIDIC insured or in any other way like that as such, and that's, you know, that's the reality. This is crypto, this is DeFi. But the user who puts their tokens in can expect to be able to get those tokens ultimately back out. Sure, they're pooled in the meantime and deposited and deployed, but they don't have to kind of wait for someone else to pay back their token for them to withdraw. As long as their collateral isn't currently locked up with a loan against it, at any time they can unbond and withdraw their collateral.
Beautiful. I want to ask a bit of a broader question, because you brought up Atom as money, and I think it's a very interesting discussion, especially asking someone who's building on the Neutron and contributing to the Atom economic zone. So from what I gather, the first asset that would be possible to deposit and use is Atom, it sounds like.
Yes.
How do we make Atom, in your opinion, of course, how do we make Atom money in Cosmos? And ultimately, I think the hypothesis is if we make Atom money in Cosmos, then Atom will succeed. So yeah, how do we make Atom succeed, do you think? Is this a key component, what you guys are building, to make Atom money?
I'd say that it is a side effect of what we're building, but we definitely have it as part of our, you know, kind of, we're passionate about what we're building in terms of making Amulet work for users. But by building something that works for users and uses Atom, it helps Atom as well. Now, I have a really deep interest in economics. I'm not an economist. There will be others here probably who can speak about this way better than me. But it does seem to me like there's all this debate about like, what does Atom do? Why does anyone need Atom when, you know, actually everybody can do their own dApp chain, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. To my mind, that's kind of crazy, because you just look at Ethereum, you know, you have it, like to compare it to sort of the real estate situation, you know, you have your layer ones, they are your real estate, and then you have your buildings on them, and you have the businesses that live in those buildings, and those buildings and those businesses, they add value to the real estate. Basically, Atom, like Ethereum, kind of needs to operate like the rent on the land, you know, it's kind of the price that the businesses pay to use that real estate. And that works by Atom being gas as an option, for example, on Neutron. And I know that that's a huge aim of potentially like on consumer chains, Atom being the gas fee. I'm not going to go further than that because I can maybe strain beyond my expertise, but just in my sort of vision of it, I see it that Atom is hugely important because it is the preeminent kind of token of the whole ecosystem as I see it. And those who are, one thing I do think is that whether you love Atom or hate Atom, you actually will love Amulet, because either which way, you can effectively use a position on Amulet to either leverage and build your position on Atom, or you can effectively kind of use it to short your position on Atom, because you can decide, well, I'm going to take an advance now. I'm going to sell my Atom. And when Atom crashes to whatever I think it's going to crash, I'm going to buy it back cheaper. You know, but either which way, you will get your position repaid. So we kind of want to provide something for everyone. And yeah, coming back to Amulet, generally, that is sort of our general ethos. We want to offer something to everybody.
Yeah, and it's a spicy subject. I think everybody knows at this point the role of Atom and how it should be played out over time across Cosmos and across all different chains that are IBC enabled. So yeah, but I think it's an interesting question. It's an interesting debate that we need to have continuously in general in Cosmos, building, contributing to the Atom economic zone. I think you're gonna be seeing this question popping up every now and then.
Yeah, sure.
But what I liked about your answer also is bringing me to the next question that I really wanted to ask. Is a nice segue into how Amulet will evolve, because obviously you're building on Neutron, and I think being one of the first dApps building on a consumer chain. I think a question that very quickly pops up is, okay, are you going to stay within the Atom economic zone, whatever consumer chains are going to come up, or will you move to other app chains? I can see, for example, guys from Archway joining the space right now. Could you, for example, see a future where you build on Archway or something, another app chain, IBC enabled chain? Is that something, because normally I ask the question the other way around. I ask a project that has built an app chain if they would ever consider joining the Atom economic zone. But here I can ask the opposite question with you, Robin.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the way I see it, actually, Amulet, I would have answered a question slightly different maybe 6 months ago. Actually, it's different now because of how great Neutron is. So Amulet, in a way, I would have said 6 months ago, I'd have said, well, to a certain degree, we can be anywhere and everywhere all at once, because we can deploy Amulet on every Cosmosm enabled chain and run Amulet across, you know, the whole ecosystem without having to be a dApp chain. I mean, actually, it has never been in my view, necessary for Amulet to be a dApp chain. If anything, that is too restrictive. It's better to be available to everyone than kind of in your own silo. But because of the capabilities of Neutron, at least for proof of stake staking, it is at least conceivable that we can run everything out of Neutron. And there's a lot of advantages to doing that from the user kind of experience perspective, and also potentially from a liquidity perspective. But, you know, a bit like what that saying, sort of, that if the if the mountain won't go to Muhammad, Muhammad has to go to the mountain. If we have to go to users to get them to understand and use Amulet, then obviously we need to do that. But in terms of the bigger picture, no, I don't see us as wanting or needing to sort of kind of spin out onto an app chain in any kind of foreseeable future, because what I want to see is actually for Amulet to function alongside other dApps, other composable protocols, and help build things out from there.
Yeah, that makes sense. And that brings me to sort of the long-term vision, how Amulet looks like down the road. We tend to think very short-term here in crypto, perhaps also in Cosmos. I think we're better than the average in crypto, but we still get caught up in the short-term thinking. So how does Amulet look like on the long-term? How do you grow together with Neutron, of course, with the Atom Economic Zone and beyond?
Well, a week is a long time in crypto, let alone a year or 5 years or longer. It's forever. My vision, I suppose, if you like, is that Amulet will firstly create, as I said, a ton of liquidity within Cosmos that can then be used by lots of other protocols. It will allow, you know, everyone from liquid staking derivative holders to get an advance on their liquid staking position, to other, you know, money markets, so on, to get a flood of AM assets into their money markets, where users can both be staked via Amulet and then go and, you know, supply liquidity into other protocols and so on. And then over time, we'll also be looking at developing a suite of additional products where, again, always our ethos is user protection comes first. But bearing that in mind, there will be other products that, you know, we will look to kind of develop and formulate and launch that will also provide users other ways in which they can kind of benefit from our general approach, which is, you know, put users first and facilitate financial freedom.
Beautiful. I want to throw over the mic to Spade and perhaps Soy, anyone from the Neutron team, because they also took out time to join us today. And I think I want to back up first a bit on the subject on Atom and Atom being money, or the relevance of Atom perhaps across Cosmos. So Spade, I'm sure you are sick and tired of getting that question, but I'm going to ask you anyways. How do you see Atom becoming money across Cosmos?
I do get that question fairly often. We should make a meme about it one day. I think there's a bunch of stuff, right? There's one, the thing that Atom has been the most critically missing, in my opinion, is really use cases, e.g., you know, you can stake, but if you're not doing that or doing it in a liquid state, like a, you know, you're liquid staking or you're taking an advance and then using the synthetics and such, like, what can you actually do with this? Now, the great news in this regard is that there's like a new wave of DeFi protocols that are launching these days, which is, you know, kind of like a DeFi sort of like rebirth in Cosmos since the fall of Terra, which is absolutely amazing to see, I think. And I think Amulet like goes like particularly well in this direction, because it's like it's a different way to basically get liquidity on your staked Atom position, with different, like, you know, like less risks, a pretty clean UX, everything is handled in the back end. So I think that's like exactly the type of things that Atom needs in order to, in order for it to really sort of like take hold as kind of like a store of value that people just like deploy around the ecosystem, get some liquidity, you know, borrowed against, and then deploy that, you know, degen a bit around, get some yield, and then, you know, get back into their Atom position and such. Like that's kind of like one of the first points. Like to sum it up, it's like we need an ecosystem of applications built around Atom, with Neutron, Stride, Amulet, and others kind of like coming online now. It's happening, which is great. The second thing is, I think one of the other main pain points of the ecosystem today is What's the onboarding experience like? And I think we've made tremendous progress as an ecosystem, like, you know, router, like IBC routers, like TFM, Squid, Skip's API and such are incredible tools that allow you to not have to calculate the IBC unwinding yourself when you're transferring like axler denominations between two Cosmos chains, which is a nightmare, but to be able to do it in one click. But we do have like, you know, further issues like paying gas fees on different chains is not really a unified experience right now. And so it can be frustrating sometime when you're basically, you know, routing some tokens over IBC and you need like three different denominations in order to be able to pay the gas for each legs of the transfer if they don't all have like packet forward middleware. And so I think, you know, I don't think we should be trying to constrain app chains into sort of like unifying around like a specific set of standards. But I do think that for those who are sufficiently aligned, like Neutron, to accept Atom as gas fees, potentially that can be something whereby we're creating value by removing friction for users and therefore making it easier to just navigate the applications in the ecosystem. And so I think that can be value additive, these kind of like developments whereby we, you know, we use Atom to make the ecosystem better. And in doing so, we also like create use cases for Atom. So I think that would be another point.
Well said. Well said. And talk to us a little bit about the rollout from Neutron for anyone who hasn't been paying attention, perhaps. What's to come, basically? And given that this is a space about Amulet, what are the sort of synergies, perhaps, with Amulet and what we can look forward to there?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. The first one is obviously, you know, one of the big things about Amulet is it's a way to hold on to your Atom position, but get, you know, the value of that position in something that you can actually move around and deploy in DeFi, right? So it's a way to release value into the DeFi ecosystem, which I think is something that Cosmos and you know, like any DeFi project in Cosmos definitely needs. And so I expect that this will synergize very well with basically any applications in Neutron's ecosystem. Now, the other like parts of this is that, you know, like the synthetic assets minted by the Amulet protocol will need somewhere where they'll, you know, be tradable basically, right? Because if you want to exchange your synthetic for another type of coin or USDC or what have you, you'll need to be able to trade them, right? So here's a synergy with the DEXs on Neutron. And then maybe you can take, you know, maybe you can, for example, like take some of these assets and maybe lend them, right? Because like they have value as well, right? So with Mars V2, you can probably deposit these in as collateral and then have some kind of another kind of like leverage, so like relationship with another part of the DeFi ecosystem, right? Or like potentially you could like deposit them as collateral and then use that collateral to borrow the tokens that you need in order to enter a leveraged like automatic like vault strategy on Apollo, for example, right? And then another thing I think is my understanding is, and Robin, I'm talking under your control here, feel free to correct me, but my understanding is that the Amulet protocol might have a token eventually. And so similarly, that's value creation, right? It's a new token entering the ecosystem. It will probably need liquidity. That's another kind of like DEX, like kind of like synergy that can be found here, extra, right? So the point is just all of these things kind of like add up with each other in helping kind of like build a DeFi engine and an economy that's kind of like dynamic.
Any comments, Robin, on the token? I didn't want to ask myself, but now Spade threw in the question there, so I have to follow up on that.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
Question if you're not comfortable.
No, that's a very fair question. There will definitely be a role for a governance token on Amulet because I am, as you may have picked up already, a passionate believer in crypto and decentralization. And I am not here just to kind of build another sort of CeFi product. We are here to build a community and create something special. So there will have to be a token for that purpose, in my view, for it to be effective. And we will definitely be excited to tell you more about that at a later date.
Yeah,
there's some alpha for you.
Don't beat yourself up, Spade. I put people on the spot all the time on spaces like this about tokens. But yeah, but I think it makes sense. And not that we need to dwell on this, Robin, but will the token make sense only operating, running on Neutron? Or will it make sense, do you think, when you are available, if you are available on multiple chains, if that's even in the cards?
Well, I mean, the beauty of Cosmos, of course, is that with IBC, you can have a token in one place and just port it anywhere. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's too much to say that given that we have made Neutron our home, the Amulet token would be from Neutron, at least initially. And definitely we would then be obviously like looking to make sure that it's, you know, fungible elsewhere as well.
I think it's interesting because the reason why I ask the question is because a lot of people during the last bull run, they bought Atom in the hope for airdrops. And now Atom is becoming, with the new role in Cosmos Hub and the Atom Economic Zone, is, you know, with projects like Amulet, is sort of giving birth to tokens born from the Atom Economic Zone. Yeah. I think that's an interesting sort of progression for the Atom token.
I do. I think so. And I think it's a more, everyone loves an airdrop, right? Except when you don't, when you realize that actually they're getting farmed by a bunch of bots or whatever, whatever else. Whereas a more sustainable vision for Cosmos Hub and Atom is, as we were discussing before, to see Atom as, you know, essentially the fuel for the economy.
Definitely. Guys, how do you want to close this thing off? Anyone who has any questions, nobody's requesting to speak right now. So, but if anyone have any questions, now is the time to come up. Obviously, if you don't already, you should follow Amulet Finance on Twitter and Telegram and all the different platforms that you guys use on a daily basis. But yeah, Robin, how do we close this thing off? How do we help Amulet become a big success?
I think the first thing I'd say actually is, you know, chats like this are fantastic just to help people understand and know what we're trying to build. We'd love it if everyone can help spread the word, because our real ambition is for actually everyone, you know, no matter what your position is, whether you're a newbie, a whale, a protocol, even a DAO, you know, to actually benefit from what Amulet is building. And we are open to ideas as well from all contributors as to how we can make Amulet work for its users. And, you know, I don't want to take up too much time today as well, but also we have huge ideas around how to build a sustainable DeFi app, because there's been, you know, too many kind of DeFi sort of rises and falls that we've seen, you know, naming no names. But, you know, you see things that kind of get launched and then sort of peter out over time. We want this to be sustainable and rock solid. And for that, we want to build a, you know, really strong product, sure, but also a really vibrant community that then helps kind of carry it forward.
So what can we do to help, just to be super specific? Is there any ask? Is there anything we can do as a community? Because I think in general, there's a lot of drama in Cosmos. We always joke about this. We tend to fight each other more than help each other. So let's try to change that. I think if there's anything we can do in the ecosystem as a Cosmos club, is to try to change that. Do we as a community help?
I would love to Amulet to be kind of the glue that helps pull together all sorts of different warring factions, because as I said, we are trying to build something that will appeal to everyone in all kinds of different spheres, and that includes, you know, just to be clear, we're not just about the Atom Economic Zone either. If you are an L1 that wants Amulet built on it, or wants an Amulet offering from Neutron for your token, because you want to help build out growth and leverage your token, you know, we will look at having the Amulet protocol enable the asset on Amulet. If you are a DAO that wants to be able to get funding for projects building with grants, and you want to see that, you know, there's a way in which we can help you do that, we will try and help do that. And if you're building another DeFi app and you want liquidity, equally, we want liquidity too. It's a mutually advantageous process of trying to help everybody kind of build a better cosmos. Because what's very easy to do when people get tribalistic is to forget that actually the battle here isn't inside Cosmos. It's not even between one L1 versus another, Cosmos versus Ethereum or Solana or wherever. This is crypto versus non-crypto. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's by working together. And yeah, sure, people are going to be competitive. People are going to have different ideas. It's healthy. But we also ought to try and contribute and be constructive.
Amen to that. Robin, thank you so much for coming on the club. We'll make sure to tweet things out whenever there's any announcements to share it with the rest of the community.
Thanks so much.
Spate, anything else from you that you want to leave the community with today before we close this thing off?
I guess doubling down on the last notes of the space, I'll leave you with three words. Grow the buy.
Definitely. Well said, 100%. Man. This is the way. Thank you guys so much for coming on the club again, and looking forward to speak to you soon. Take care, guys. Ciao.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Eats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Spaces.